So yes, that Bible that we gave out to the third graders can be pretty intimidating at times, all that fine print, hard to get through. Well, there are 14 volumes of what is called the Church Dogmatics by Swiss theologian, 20th century Swiss theologian Karl Barth. And so these are two of them. So if you think the Bible is intimidating, I mean, small print, and in some volumes it gets even smaller. How could anyone have that much to say? Oh my gosh. But he was truly one of the greatest theologians of the 20th century. He was on a lecture tour traveling around the United States, and he was at the train station in Chicago when a reporter stopped him before he got on his train, and he said, "Can you summarize those 14 volumes for me, maybe in just one sentence?" Without missing a beat, Karl Barth said, "Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so." So Jesus loves me, and you, Liz, and you, Jennifer, and Karen, Rosemary. Jesus loves you. Who else does Jesus love?
Good morning. The readings are from the New Testament. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." When Jesus had come down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and there was a leper who came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Then little children were being brought to him in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and went on his way. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years, and though she had spent all she had on physicians, no one could cure her. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his clothes, and immediately her hemorrhage stopped. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Thanks be to God.
All too often, these are the images that fill our TV screens and our computers and our newspapers. These images of hate. And these are doors that were at a sister church of ours in Rhode Island saying, "God's doors are open to all." Can you see them? They're vandalized. Hate runs rampant. And yet God calls us to open doors, to build bridges. God calls us to love without labels. But for us humans, that can be really hard to do. And there's an example of that close by, right here in New Jersey.
It was about 5 years and 39 public hearings and two lawsuits before the Islamic Society of Basking Ridge in New Jersey was able to finally build their mosque. When they first put in their proposal, the township of Barnards Township of New Jersey, found various reasons to deny their application. But even before the application was formally put into the town office, the anti-Muslim bias began to appear in town. Their mailbox was smashed. The president of the Islamic Society was accosted in the parking lot after a town meeting. One of the questions at the hearings was, will there be animal sacrifice in that mosque? There were lawn signs, anti-Muslim literature spread throughout the town. And it was even said at one of the hearings by one of the members of the town community, those members of that society bring in a different sort of population, not the normal population of Judeo-Christian. Well, finally, after the federal lawsuit was entered, 18 other groups, religious groups across a political spectrum, joined with the Islamic Society. And then this past New Year's Eve, a federal judge in New Jersey judged in favor of the Islamic Society, awarded $3.2 million worth of damages to the society, and then required that the town leaders undergo training in federal religious freedom laws. But even still, that community, in an official statement, said, "We are a welcoming, diverse community. We are a united town, and we welcome all people."
First Church tries to live up to that idea of being a welcoming and an open and an affirming community. On Stewardship Sunday, you perhaps saw on Homecoming Sunday, Stewardship Committee members in bright orange shirts. As you've heard us say in the announcements, we have no problem saying that it takes time and treasure and talent to run this amazing church and to be a place that opens doors and builds bridges. And so those stewardship members were going around and talking to all of you about why you love First Church. You said you love First Church. It's filled with food. Good answer. We often have food. It's filled with friends and fun, amazing music, children and youth programs that are amazing. You also said that First Church has a commitment to justice. First Church sees a need and responds. First Church has hope, and First Church has love.
And that love was shown this past spring. One of the things that your church staff does, we really should do it for every single one of you, but that'd be a lot of cooking on our part. Well, we sometimes have it catered. We put on a luncheon in the springtime, May or June, for all those people who help us in the office. They answer the phone, they do chores, they proofread. So a workable group of about 30, 40 people. We put a lunch on for them each year in Schultz Hall. And this year, it happened just as we received word that the Special Olympics torch was going to be coming down Main Street right about 1 o'clock. So Kate and I said to our new members, Merrill and David Reese, because David, for the fourth year, was going to be running with the torch down Main Street right about 1 o'clock. And we said, we'll find a way to excuse ourselves from our lunch. And so sure enough, about 1 o'clock, Kate and I were at different tables. We began to excuse ourselves from our lunch table so we could go out and watch and cheer David on.
And we were explaining where we were going. And then the volunteers, the church volunteers, you all started saying, wait, did he run by yet? Can I come out too?
And then another person said, I love being a part of this wonderful church community.
And we stood there and we waited a bit of time and we got to know each other a bit and we talked. I swear, when David ran by with those police officers, you could hear the clapping and the screaming down in South Glastonbury. We were proud to be his church family as David ran by this church. And one of the parishioners beamed and said, "I'm thankful that I was able to be here today."
And one person said to me, "I have this dinner engagement tonight that I have to get ready for, but I can be late." This is much, much more important. And there they are.
Jesus tells us what's important: to love without labels. Jesus tells us who's important: everyone. But the Bible has a bit of a preference. God has a bit of a preference for those who are outcast, who are left behind, who society says are no good. Those scripture readings, that's who Jesus loves. The Samaritan woman, oh, she had two things against her. She was a woman. That was a big no-no back in the day. And she was a Samaritan. They were kind of the opposing group to the Jews. But guess what? Jesus loved her anyway. And then the leper, he was sick, so he could not be allowed into society. But guess what? Jesus loved him anyway. And Zacchaeus, a tax collector, a rich guy, he was definitely pushed to the margins. But guess what? Jesus loved him anyway. And the children, can you believe it? Children were outcasts way back when because of their age. But Jesus loved them anyway. And then the bleeding woman. She was sick and she was a woman. But Jesus loved her anyway.
That's thousands of years ago. We like to think that we make progress as society, but the society of today is in some ways, sadly, no different than the society of Jesus' day. We still marginalize people. We still outcast people. We still discriminate against people. And yes, we still say we hate people. Doors are closed. Bridges are closed. Our society still puts on labels rather than loves.
Sergeant Perez woke up at 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning. He lives in Houston, Texas, and he had to drive through the rain to do his job. And so he started out on his drive, and the rain was really bad, and the roads were flooded. And so he called the commander in chief at the office and said, "I can't make it my usual way, but I'm gonna keep trying." For hours, he tried to get to the office. He had worked 34 years as a police officer, and he knew he had a job to do. Amidst the flooding, amidst the rain, people needed him and fellow officers. The next day, Monday, at about 3 o'clock, they were doing roll call, and Sergeant Perez wasn't accounted for. So they sent out other officers to try to find him, and they found his car, but not him. Hours later, they sent more officers when the waters were safer. Sergeant Perez didn't make it. And when his wife was told that he had died, she said, "I tried to convince him at 4 a.m. not to go, that it wasn't safe. But he said, 'We have work to do. We have work to do.'"
Friends, we have work to do. There is still hate. People made to feel discriminated against, outcast. Doors are closed. Bridges are closed. We have work to do.
Friends, First Church has work to do. And yes, it takes our time and our talent and our treasure. And yes, it takes all of us, the little guys, the in-between people, and us adults. For Jesus' call is very clear: to love without labels.
What First Church does matters. We can share love with one another, and we can share love with the world. In this coming year, we will open doors, and we will build bridges. We will build bridges over troubled water. We have work to do.
Say.